Now, let's move on. And this is to be held, of course, in pure conscience. Not a conscience, as we'll see in the next chapter, seared with a hot iron. And let these also first be proved. Then let them use the office of a deacon, being found blameless. In other words, a man should not be shoved into that office the next month after he joins the church and before it's proven that he is the type of man that the Scripture outlines here. Now there's a word here for the wives, not only for the man, but also for the wives. And wives of deacons must measure up to certain standards. Now let me read at verse 11. Even so must their wives be grave, that is, they should be serious, they should be able to be calm and cool, and not slanderers. That means they're not to be gossips. A gossipy wife of a deacon can cause a great deal of trouble in the church, and then sober, sober-minded, and faithful in all things. That is, faithful to her husband, and faithful, of course, to the cause of Christ and to Christ himself. Now he goes on here, let the deacons be the husbands of one wife. That's the same rule for the elders, ruling their children and their own houses well. They have certain personal requirements and certain family requirements, you see. For they that have used the office of a deacon well purchase to themselves a good standing and great boldness in the faith which is in Christ Jesus. Now, a deacon who serves well will become a man to be trusted. And boldness here is confidence and courage in witnessing. That is, he has a spiritual office primarily. And that is very difficult to get over to the deacons. I remember one man that was a deacon was asked to serve as an elder. Oh, he says, I don't think I'm spiritual enough or I know enough about the Bible. The fact of the matter is, that same confession that he made that he couldn't be an elder should have been used to keep him from being a deacon, but it apparently didn't because he was a successful businessman, and I never felt that he was a very good deacon, although that he was a very successful businessman. Someone has said, when is a businessman not a businessman? And that's when he's a church officer. And I think there's some truth to that. Why? Because of the spiritual requirements and that they have not attained to that level that should represent the church, you see.